آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر.
جو لوگ لاک ڈاؤن کے کارن ودیشوں میں پھنسے ہیں اور کنہی وجہوں سے آسٹریلیا نہیں لوٹ پائے ہیں وہ سرکار تک مدد کی گہار پہنچانے کی وبھن کوششیں کر رہے ہیں. جیسے کہ بہت سے لوگوں نے اپنے اپنے علاقے کے سانسدوں کو خط لکھے ہیں کہ وہ پردھان منتری اسکاٹ موریسن تک ان کی بات پہنچائیں. میکیون سے سانسد لیبر نیتا راب مچل ان سانسدوں میں سے ہیں جن تک یہ اپیل پہنچی اور انہوں نے کیندر سرکار کو پتر بھی لکھا. سو وی ہیو ود اس مسٹر راب مچل ہو ریپرزینٹس میکیون ایٹ دا فیڈرل پارلیمنٹ. مسٹر مچل, ویلکم ٹو ایس بی ایس ہندی.
Good to be with you. Thank you for the invitation.
So we hear you are writing to the Prime Minister about the plight of Australians stranded overseas. What are your concerns?
The concerns that have been raised through many members of our community, many members of the subcontinent community in particular, through people such as Mr. Avtar Singh in Craigieburn, who was the first to alert me to this, has been the concerns that many Indian Australians and have been stuck overseas due to a whole range of issues that is beyond their control. Firstly, we've had countries such as India that have put strict regulations in place about travel and movement. This has made it very hard for people to come home or to seek a flight to get home. But also through the appalling actions of the federal government to suddenly, and without any explanation, cut the amount of flights and travel for people to get home and the opportunity to get home, has left many Indian Australians stranded in India with no way of returning home for safety. Now, we appreciate the federal government's position saying that they want to limit the chances of COVID-19 coming to Australia. However, when the government cuts flights and does not give people any support or any forewarning of what's happening, many people have been left stranded. So we've been saying this is unfair, it is unreasonable, and it's not in the Australian spirit that this happens.
Why is it not a national issue yet? I mean, why opposition leader and parties have not been raising this issue with force? For instance, you have been told by the people in your constituency, and then you thought of raising it. But no, we are still waiting for the national leaders, for the federal leaders to come out in public and say things in support of these people. Why is it that?
The leadership that our party has shown, the Australian Labor Party, through Anthony Albanese, and in particular Senator Penny Wong, has been to work as proactively as possible to get positive outcomes. The issue we have is that this is a Liberal government decision to just shut the doors with no support or understanding of the implications that it has for people who are pregnant, people who have mortgages and bills and to come home to and to pay job and to get jobs. These people have been stranded. We've been working very hard trying to get the outcomes done quickly and in a manner that's supporting of people. This hasn't been something that has got to the national media. I think a lot of people don't understand what it is. I think many people mistakenly believe that we still have a full range of flights into Australia, and they don't understand that other countries are also in lockdowns, and that makes it very hard for people to get across. So we've been working, as we've said from day one, that we would work in a proactive approach with the government to work through issues and to try and get positive results. And in many cases, we've been able to, but in this one, the minister has not been forthcoming, nor has the Prime Minister shown any support for our Indian communities. And I think people should look at this very closely through the prism of what are the values of the Australian government, and the values that this government is standing is it does not stand with Australian people, Australian citizens, in their time of need.
I talk to people who are stranded in India, and they tell me that measures like paid quarantine by the state governments will devastate them, will absolutely be a roadblocker. So are there any concerns among the leaders that these issues should be highlighted?
Look, there certainly is, and Parliament hasn't been sitting, which doesn't give us an opportunity to actually hold the government to account in a public forum where they must answer a question. We can write letters to ministers and Prime Minister and expect responses, but they have been very, very slow and not willing to engage on this situation. Now, we know that people are trapped in countries. We know that when people return to Australia, they've said that it's, you know, that they'll be charging $3,000 per person. And we know that that is not always possible for people. Not everyone is wealthy enough to be able to do that. So we need to keep pushing this, and we need Parliament to get back and these things be addressed. As I've said, our Shadow Minister, Penny Wong, has been working extremely hard to get people back, because we know there are people that are, you know, on leave from their employers who want to get back, but they can't. They're not, because there's financial support with a job seeker or job keeper. And we know that the people have been spending a fortune trying to get tickets just to have their flights cancelled. The government is not showing any concern for Indian Australians who are stuck overseas, and we think it's been wrong. So we need the opportunity to go to Parliament, to stand up there and say, this is wrong. You need to address this situation now.
Well, thank you so much for sparing time, Mr. Mitchell, and thank you for sharing your views.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time to be able to share that and to say to your listeners, if you have friends or relatives in this situation, you must contact your local federal MP as soon as possible and get them in on to working hard to help support, get stranded Australians overseas back home.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
ऐसी ही और कहानियां सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहां आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहां हम हैं।